Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's Entitled Parents episode starts with one absolutely ridiculous story. An entitled mum calls the police on a Dunkin' Donuts store owner because they give free donuts to a homeless man. Seriously, it's unbelievable. Let's get into it. Entitled mum tries to call the police on a homeless man just because he gets free donuts and her entitled kid doesn't. So, I own a few franchises, and one of my franchises includes a Dunkin' Donuts franchise here in Los Angeles. So, when I started my Dunkin' Donuts franchise, we'd often get a frequent customer named Bill. Bill's a nice guy, and he's around 60 years old. I found out he's homeless, and he's going through financial hardship. I can relate a bit, because, you know, I was born and brought up in poverty. There'd be days as a child where my family didn't know whether we could have a meal tomorrow. It was sad times, but I'm glad my dad gave me the best education he did. And because of that education, I'm now financially well off. I don't have to worry about money for me, my kids, or my dad. Back to Bill. Now, since Bill is a nice guy, he never causes any trouble. And he's so positive and kind and loving. So, I told Bill to come in at closing time around 9 o'clock. At closing time, we don't have any customers and we're only half open. We don't make any fresh donuts and we turn off most of the lights, etc. So it doesn't look open, but for Bill, it's open. That means that every day at 9 p.m, Bill comes in. We've been doing this for a few years. I hand him a couple of water bottles and all the leftover donuts, a cup of coffee and leftover snacks, just to make sure he doesn't go hungry. He always loves the food, and when I hand him the food, he becomes so happy, and it makes me happy that I'm able to help him. Yesterday, we're doing the same thing, closing the store down, etc. Bill comes in at 9 p.m, and I hand him his food. Then, an entitled mum and her entitled kid walk into the store. It's closing time. My employee asks her what she'd like. Then, the entitled mum looks to her left and sees that I'm handing the donuts, food, etc. to Bill. And then I say goodbye to Bill, give him a hug, and tell him good night. However, the entitled mum quickly stops Bill at the door and then says, Wait, hold up. You didn't pay for this. You stole all of this. I'm going to call the cops on you. I tell Bill, it's okay, man. It's fine. You go take care. I'll deal with all this. The entitled mum then starts yelling at me and telling me that she's going to call the cops on me because I gave free donuts to Bill. She then proceeds to tell me that I'm not allowed to give free food to homeless people. Now, it is true that I'm not allowed to, but it's Bill. He's cool and it's just free food to help him out, and it's my store anyways. The entitled kid keeps yelling, "Mummy, I want donuts! I want donuts! I want donuts!" On and on. The mum then demands that I also give her kid free donuts too, because I gave free food to Bill. At that point, I just lost it and told her to get out of the store before I call the cops on you for trying to harass Bill and me. Then she leaves, finally. You know, this is like the first time I've seen a person who had a problem with a homeless man getting free food. Like, there've been other customers who've seen me hand food to Bill before and they don't say a word. But this is the first time I've had an entitled mum get mad at me for giving free food and then demanding that I give her little kid free food. Like the entitlement. God dang. Alright then, a very interesting story to start off today's episode. First of all, is it actually illegal to give free food to homeless people if you're a business owner? I swear it isn't. You can give out free food to normal people, like at the end of the day when, you know, maybe you run like a bakery or fresh food like a donut place and your stuff's gonna go to waste anyway, so you just put it out for people to come and get. So I swear that's not illegal. Maybe I'm wrong there, let me know in the comments, guys. But that's a weird one, first of all. Second of all, I completely agree with you, OP. Why would anyone have any problem with giving free food to homeless people? I don't don't understand it. They're the people that need it the most, and you're the one that has a problem with it. I mean, it would be nice to get free food, don't get me wrong. You're not homeless. You know, you have enough money to buy a donut, surely, right? Just go and buy some donuts or come back tomorrow with your kid and get them some donuts then. I mean, really, trying to, like, you know, pick food off of homeless people that need it so badly, and you're just there like, oh no, I want some of that as well. Don't give it all to him. Give some to me and my kid who have a happy, financially stable life, not that guy who really needs it. Why? Now moving on to our second story. And arguably, guys, this title is even more crazy than the first one. Entitled mum calls me a racial slur and demands that I give up my earrings after getting me fired. I work part-time as a waitress during my school holidays at a nearby restaurant. All's good, I enjoy the people I work with, hours and pay are reasonable, and for context, I'm Asian and fairly skinny. On one particularly busy lunch day, I just got out from the back and a table of three ladies and two kids was signalling to get my attention. I nod at them and head to their table shortly after. I noticed their food was finished and said, "Oh, yes, do you need your bill?" The first entitled mum replied, "Bill? What?" The second one then got involved. "You expect us to pay after such poor service?" I'm sorry, was there something unsatisfactory?" "Well, the food was lousy. I called you over to make a complaint. We are not going to be paying for this." "I'm sorry to hear that it wasn't up to your expectations, mum. But you can't have the meal for free. Your complaint, though, is noted." Then the third entitled mum got involved. "How dare you say such a thing? I know the owner of this restaurant. I'll call him right now and report your rude behaviour." Now, my boss, Jay, is female. As I was with the table of entitled mums, I could see Jay at the far corner of the restaurant, happily enjoying her lunch. The third entitled mum pulls out her phone, smirking at me as she puts her phone to her ear. "Hello? Listen, one of your employees is being very rude. Yeah, the anorexia-looking, insert racial Asian slur right here. Fire her. Oh, and the food was terrible. You ought to fire the chef too. We won't have to pay. Yeah?" At the time, I didn't realise what she'd called me, as I was keeping an eye on Jay, who never answered her phone. My co-worker Kaz passed by though, and she heard what she said. The third entitled mum, smiling, then tells me I'm fired. It was quite the funny pretending of calling my boss, but I didn't call her out on it just yet. Kaz said, "What's happening here? They aren't satisfied with their food, and they're refusing to pay." "Yeah, and you're also now fired, so stop talking and leave. Let your friend do the job that you can't do right." "That's very rude of you to call her that, mum. I'm gonna have to ask you to pay for your meal and leave." We have another stuck-up butt, do we?" "Yeah, why are you both so freaking rude? We're loyal customers. We just wanted to give helpful criticism about the food served here. And this is how you treat us?" Now, I've never seen any of these three ladies before. Their kids look mighty uncomfortable at all that's happening. I look at Kaz, and he looks over to Jay. "People like you are such a thorn in society. I should get the both of you fired." That entitled mum then groaned as if she was displeased and muttered the word frickin' again, insert, you know, Asian racial slur here. I heard it loud and clear this time, and my eyes widened when I realized she meant me. Kaz said louder this time, "Mom, please stop being racist, and if you continue to refuse paying, you can—" "But I know the owner here! He should never have hired any of you worthless pieces of poo!" This, of course, attracts the attention of everyone in the restaurant, Jay included. She gets up from her seat and starts to walk over. The first entitled mum says to me, "Hey, you."
"Me?"
"Yeah, those earrings. Take them off." Me and Kaz both say,
"Why?
Do you have any idea how customer service works? It's compensation for the terrible food and terrible service from you. You shouldn't be able to afford them anyway, and it would be perfect for my daughter." Now, my earrings aren't anything flashy. They're super simple stud type. I haven't got a clue what she thought it was worth. I really got angry at her demanding such an outrageous thing. Her poor kid was about to say something to her mum, but thinks better and looks away. I really feel bad for her. I also felt like I should have said nothing and let Jay handle it, but I lost it. "You have no right to ask me for my earrings. They belong to my mother. Lying about knowing my boss? Yeah, BS on that too. Do you think it's right to stomp on other people? To call them names?" The second entitled mum started nudging the third entitled mum to call the police to report my harassment, but Jay swooped in, grabbing her phone. "That won't be necessary, for I have already done so. You're going to sit here until they come, and you'll leave my employees alone. The entitled mum is practically screaming for her phone back, calling Jay a bunch of names. She was livid. Again, she pulls the stunt of knowing the owner, thinking Jay is just a manager, and threatens to get her fired too. No, I know the owner. That's me. I'd advise for you to kindly shut up now until the police arrive. All the entitled mums go red in the face, and I think I saw one of their kids practically die inside of embarrassment. I still very much wanted to punch the first entitled mum, and I would have done if it weren't for Cass holding me back. When the cops arrive, the entitled mums immediately try to push their overly exaggerated story of what happened. One even accused Kaz of touching their daughter. I think I saw steam coming out of his ears at that point. Luckily though, several witnesses called out their bluff and our statements were also taken. The entitled mums sulkily pay for their meal and they were escorted out by the police. I don't know what ever happened to them. I'm sure Jay had pressed for more on them, but I never saw those ladies ever again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come on, man, when your kids are so clearly dying of secondhand embarrassment, surely at that point, you know it's time to stop. I mean, how embarrassing for your kids to be more mature than you, to be the parent, really, in the relationship. It's weird, isn't it? When your kids have more common sense and more maturity than their own parent, in a situation like this, something is truly messed up here. And I'm not really sure what it is, but surely, like, it's just a weird relationship to have. Do you not reckon, though, guys? Like, the actions of the Karens in this story is more suitable, is more what we'd normally expect from a kid. And the actions of the kids is what we'd expect from a normal, typical parent. Their roles have just been completely flipped on their head. Role reversal. It's very strange. I feel so bad for the kids, as OP said. But what can you do, man? What can you do if your parent's going off on one like this? You've got nothing. Can I just say, by the way, OP, well done for dealing with not one, not two, but three Karens all in the same room. I mean, that is like some Avengers level stuff. I reckon that, you know, someone's going to be in contact very soon about a potential movie about this event, because dealing with three Karens at once, wow, that is exceptional stuff. Well done to you. Lesser people would not have made it out alive. So pretty impressive stuff there. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. If you enjoyed the story with three Karens in, then you may well enjoy this video on screen right now. It's an entitled parents movie with literally thousands of Karens. All right, thousands is a bit of an exaggeration. Hundreds, though, for sure. That's also a bit of an exaggeration. Dozens. That's probably fine. There are probably dozens of Karens in this one video. I mean, look at the length of it. It's a long one. Click on it. Go and watch it. I love you forever. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.